Chapter 2. The following is a summary of Commander Dupree's comments, narrated by Admiral Hunter. There is no explaining the hell of the last 5 days. I alone am responsible for the change in course that brought my ship and crew to what surely must seem a strange and unholy end. Beyond that, I can only describe as best I can the circumstances of the disaster. My mind is not functioning as it should. The fact that Dupree was not in full command of his mental faculties is an astonishing confession from a man whose reputation was built upon a computer like mine. At 20:40 hours, June 14th, we entered the fog bank. Shortly thereafter, with the seabed only 10 fathoms beneath our keel, an explosion ripped the ship's bow, and a roaring torrent of water burst into the forward torpedo compartment, flooding it almost instantly. The commander did not reveal, if indeed he knew, whether the explosion came from inside or outside the Starbuck's hull. Of the full crew, 26 had the good fortune to die within seconds. The three still on the bridge, Lieutenant Carter, Seaman Ferris, and Metford, we hoped had gotten clear before the ship settled beneath the surface. Tragic events proved otherwise. If, as Dupree indicates, the Starbuck was riding on the surface, it seems odd that Carter, Ferris, and Metford could not clear the bridge and go below in less than 30 seconds. It is inconceivable that he would have secured the hatches and left the men to their fate. It is just as inconceivable that there was no time to save them. It was not a likely possibility that the Starbuck sank like a stone. Meanwhile, we sealed off the hatches and vents. I then ordered all ballast blown and hard rise on the planes. It was too late. The tearing sounds and groans forward meant the ship had plowed into the sea bottom bow on. It seems reasonable to assume that with all ballast tanks blown, and the bow buried in only 160 feet of water, the stern section of the Starbuck's 320-foot hull might still extend above the surface. Such was not the case. We now lie on the bottom. The deck canted 8 degrees to starboard with a down angle of 2 degrees. Except for the forward torpedo room, all other compartments are secure and showing no signs of water. We are all dead now. I have ordered the men to resign the game. My folly killed us all. The most fantastic mystery yet. Allowing 25 feet from keel to topside, the distance from the aft escape hatch to the surface was 135 feet. A moderate ascent for a man with a self-contained breathing apparatus, a device carried on all submarines for crew members. During World War II, 8 men from the sunken submarine Tang swam 180 feet to the surface, surviving on nothing but lung power. The last few sentences are all the more bewildering. What precipitated Dupree's madness? Was he overwhelmed by the stress of the whole nightmarish situation? He further retreated from reality. Food gone, air only good for a few hours at best. Drinking water gone after the 3rd day. Impossible. With the nuclear reactor operable, and there's no reason to believe it wasn't, the crew could survive for months. The freshwater distillation units could easily provide a more than ample supply of drinking water. And with a few precautionary measures, the life support system which purified the sub's atmosphere and produced oxygen would have sustained 63 men comfortably until it ceased to function, an unlikely event. Only the food presented a long-range problem. Yet, since the Starbuck was outward bound, the food stock should have been enough, if rationed, to last 90 days. Everything hinged on the reactor. If it died, the men died. My way is clear. I feel strangely at peace. I ordered the ship's doctor to give the men injections to halt their suffering. I will, of course, be the last to go. My God, is it possible Dupree could actually order the mass murder of his surviving crew? They've come again. Carter is tapping on the hull. Mother of Christ, why does his ghost torture us so? Dupree had fallen over the edge and entered the realm of total madness. How can it be after only 5 days? We can hold them but a few hours more. They have nearly broken through the hatch in the aft escape compartment. No good, no good. Illegible. They mean to kill us, but we will outwit them in the end. No satisfaction, no victory. We shall all be dead. Who in the hell does he mean by they? Is it possible another vessel, perhaps a Russian spy trawler, was trying to rescue the crew? It is dark on the surface now, and they have stopped work. I will send this message and the last pages of the log to the surface in the communications capsule. Good chance they'll miss it at night. Our position is... The first figures are crossed out. 32 degrees, 43 minutes, 15 seconds north. 161 degrees, 18 minutes, 22 seconds west. The position doesn't figure. It's over 500 miles from the Starbucks' last reported position. Not nearly enough time between the last radio contact and Dupree's final position for the Starbuck to travel the required distance, even at flank speed. Do not search for us. It can only end in vain. They cannot allow a trace to be found. The shameful trick they used. If I had but known, we might well be alive to touch the sun. Please see this message is delivered to Admiral Lee Hunter, Pearl Harbor. The final enigma. Why me? To my knowledge, I have never met Commander Dupree. Why did he single out me as the recipient of the Starbucks' last testament?